This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This story is absolutely amazing, and even more so because my daughter is tied into it in a strange way. But they found a cat in Russia. It was at a hospital. It had been fed cookies and soup. And its name was Kroshik, which means crumbs in Russian, because it had the ability to devour food. It's 38 pounds.
Wow, that's a big one.
They had overfed this cat to the point, and there's a picture of it that you have to upload, Cato.
I did see.
This cat looks like a beanbag chair.
That's a fat cat.
It is a very fat cat. And this cat, I guess they're calling it abuse, which I don't really think is fair, because it's the kind of abuse that if you're ever going to be abused, you want to be abused like that. But the cat does look...
Well...
It looks like it was being fed... like weed gummies, because it's staring off with a glaze in its eyes, a Krispy Kreme glaze, and its tongue is kind of half out of its mouth, and it is enormous.
The tongue's out of its mouth because it don't fit in its body anymore. It's
right.
So big. I mean, that's as big as a human torso.
It's pretty fat.
Yeah, that's how big that cat is.
It's very fat. Wow. So they've rescued it, and they're going to, I guess, put it on a diet, which does not sound like a pleasant thing if you're the cat. But they're going to get him back into fighting weight, I guess.
You know, when you go to the veterinarian and your animal has gained some pounds, do you feel guilty about that?
They make you feel guilty.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you need to get, get that weight down on that dog.
Well, they tell you to put him on a diet. So here's how it ties into my daughter and me. So my daughter has been looking at stuffed cats online for the past 2 or 3 weeks, and she always comes and makes me pick one, and then she picks a different one, and it's a little thing we do. She picked one that looks just like this cat. It's not just the same body and face. It's fat.
I saw
a fat one.
I saw it on Amazon, too. I was going to buy one.
Okay, so on top of that, my wife has given me all kinds of grief because I've gotten the dog's fat.
Yep.
And I realize this is my love language. I like to, not just food, but I like to give gifts to whoever I care about. And with the dogs, the only real gift they have is toys or food. So I give them treats all the time. And a lot of times I'll sit there and eat snacks and I'll share with them. I've got a picture of one of my dogs, Rupert, the little black and tan Pomeranian. He's got his chin on my popcorn bowl, where I'm sitting there eating popcorn and giving him one for every one I get. But, you know, he only weighs like 7 or 8 pounds, so half a bag of popcorn for him is a lot more than it is for me. But he looks so cute when he eats it.
He is. That picture was really cute.
It was cute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But that's my weakness, is that even though I know long-term it's not as good for them, it makes them very happy in the short term.
Well, and it's funny because dogs absolutely know which one's the weaker link.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Coda would never come to me and ask for treats, but John, anytime he had anything, Coda was right there under his feet.
I have two dogs. I have Otis now and my wiener dog, Frank. And when one goes out, the other one knows, well, I'll get a treat too if I just go out and pretend. And so they both go out, come back, and they both want a treat.
It's like those videos where one dog needs the diabetes medication and the other doesn't, but he scoots up there and they fake it and he's like, woohoo, treat time.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess the thing is, like, Tori, you're not that person.
What?
You don't give the dog a treat all the time.
No, because my love language is I want to make sure that you're around as long as possible. So I try to, and John hates it, but even though we both hate salmon and stuff, I make salmon.
Oh, I love sandwiches.
Yeah. My love language is personal touch, so don't even ask me.
You need to see a veterinarian about your dog.
The dogs won't come around anymore.
Those eyes are wide open. I do clean them, because like Tom, I do the Tux medicated stuff on their bottom after they go out.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
heard. No, it's not.
It's really weird.
Because you don't want them scooching on your couch, man, and making a streak on your couch. That is one of the best things Tom ever taught me.
They'll lick it up before they make a streak.
Oh, Lord.
And
Kato.
Then they will lick your face.
Yeah, that's love.
That's not my love language.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I learned something new today. There's something called the Scruff Daddy. Didn't really know anything about that.
The what?
Or was it Scrunch Daddy?
Scrub
Daddy. Scrub Daddy. I'm sorry.
Apparently you didn't learn anything.
No, not too much. You don't know about it either, Tom.
I knew what it was called.
And for those who don't, it's a sponge you use to clean things. If you run hot water over it, it gets soft, and it's a soft sponge. If you run cold water over it, it turns to a brick, like you can scrub things with it.
Seems almost the opposite of what it should do.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty neat.
You know, doing some research about guys and doing chores around the house, it doesn't make us look too good. I will say this. When women, they say they are happy and fulfilled in their relationship, they don't want to do as much housework. But on the other hand, when a man is fulfilled and happy in his relationship, he wants to do more housework.
Wow. We must not have a very good relationship. My wife loves to do tons of housework, and I don't.
Yeah. According to the recent study, men who do this feel more emotionally connected to their wives, and that is housework.
Have you asked her, or does she say, oh, I love housework, or does she have to do it?
No, she loves it. I don't even have to ask her. She does it when you're still doing things. Like, I could be eating, and she'll take the bowl away. I'm like, whoa, I'm still eating out of that. She just loves to clean.
I feel like that's more personal.
Well, she's
annoyed with you.
Well, 30% of men admit to actually messing up the chore on purpose so they don't have to clean up. Do you want to know some of the things they're doing that's annoying?
I'll be honest. I taught my kids this very early on. I was like, listen, if you don't want to have to do something, don't do it very well the first time.
Okay.
My son has gotten to be an expert at this. I feel the opposite. It was good teaching.
Okay. So what are the tricks a man are doing to get out of the chores? Here's just a few of them.
And I want to point out, Kato, there's obviously a lot of people agree with me if this exists.
It's true. Okay. So throwing a comforter on the bed, but not actually making the bed.
That seems like a lot of extra work.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm guilty of that, just throwing that comforter up. And there's still like a little waves. It's almost like the ocean.
I used to tell my mom growing up, why do I need to make up my bed, Mom? I'm just going to get back in it tonight.
Good
she
argument.
Said, well, why do I need to wash the dishes? You're just going to get them dirty again.
Well, good response.
Yeah, I said, I'd rather have clean dishes.
Okay. Washing dishes, they say, and leaving pieces of food on them.
Gross.
That's how they get out of doing the dishes. That is something that kind of makes me throw up. When you look at the dishwater and it looks like someone's thrown up in your dishwater, that's gross.
Ugh. I will say sometimes John doesn't wait for the water to get really, really hot.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, that's clean. I'm like, it's not. It has to get hot.
I let the dogs pre-wash the plates.
You know, you should let Daisy.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it, but Hawk does.
I did not either.
And I always try to let them know that I do that.
I just rather use paper plates at your house. So crushing the trash down so it'll fit more instead of just taking the trash out. The guy's trying to find. I think it's practical.
That's not only economical, but it's good for the planet, I think.
Yeah, that's.
But mostly for me.
Now, if you're pushing it down and it won't go but an inch, and you're still stacking it up like a pyramid.
You're standing on top of it. Jumping up.
My brother did this one time, and there was apparently a sharp can in there, and he cut his finger half off.
Oh, okay.
Mashing down. I think I was like, didn't you stop when it started hurting a little bit?
All right. No. These are the tricks that men do to get out of doing chores. Wiping crumbs onto the floor instead of just wiping them into their hand or into another napkin.
Wow.
Take it to the trash can.
Now, I'll do that, but because I'm about to vacuum.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Yeah. Or if you have a dog, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
And when you're sweeping the kitchen, you just push it under the refrigerator.
Oh, no.
You've done that, haven't you? You look guilty.
No, here's the thing. It's like, is there like some kind of vent underneath the refrigerator? Because have you looked underneath it lately?
No, I'm like, too scared to.
I've got dust bunnies. It's a whole family of dust bunnies living underneath there. I'm like, if there's a filter under there that sucks up all the air, it's going to be clogged up soon. You can't roll your refrigerator out, though. Most of them have wheels, and I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, I need to get mine balanced and rotated. Dusting around things instead of moving them is another trick that the guys do.
Hold on, what is this?
Dusting around things and
What does that mean, dusting?
Dusting, wiping the dust off of, let's say you got a coffee table. Instead of taking the books off the coffee table and wiping it down, you're just wiping it around the books.
Tom, dusting is what you do to your donuts. You dust it with powdered sugar.
Right.
It's the opposite.
And you also cropped occasionally, I think.
Cropped?
Crop dusting.
Oh, ooh.
Oh.
It gets me all the time.
Gross.
Don't act like you don't know. Spraying cleaner in the sink, but not actually scrubbing it. I just sprayed the cleaner in there and then rinsed it out.
I'm not even this bad.
You can do that with your toilet, too. A little Pine Sol in your toilet. Yeah. Makes your whole bathroom smell like it's clean.
Leaving streak marks on windows and mirrors. I find something. That's one thing I do kind of like to clean. I like the vacuum and I like to clean like the mirrors because it gives you some kind of, you see all, you know, where you have flossed and all that stuff's gone on the mirror and you wipe it off.
It's like a buffet up there.
It's just something, I don't know, satisfying about getting that off your mirror. Leaving streak marks in the shower, which I don't even know what they're doing there. Also, rinsing the tub instead of cleaning it. They're not scrubbing that as well.
Oh, it's so hard, though.
And then this is another trick that guys do to get out of cleaning chores. Squirting the toilet cleaner in the bowl and not scrubbing it down.
That's what I was saying.
You know what, though? You have to just let it sit there for a while. Let it marinate.
For about a month.
It ain't making it past the first time I got a pee.
If it's a month, you ain't flushing, right? So that's kind of nasty.
But I like those little bottles with the blue stuff, and it's angled upwards, and you can get all up in there.
Okay.
Yes.
Something satisfying about that. Men spend about an hour less on chores than women each week. Most men chores, though, are outside the house.
I just thought of a great idea for marketing is, you know, the blue squirt stuff that cleans your toilet? Mm-hmm. They need to make one that is neon green and put it as like being radioactive or something. Men would totally get into that. Maybe make a neon orange one and call it acid.
Okay, that's one thing.
I would be like, let's get the acid toilet bowl cleaner. That'll work good.
I tell you what would be good is little targets in there, like when we were, you know, toddlers. But if you had, like, you know, little targets or battleships in there, you would actually stay in the water.
Well, you're an adult. You should know how to stay in the water.
Plus, you'd have to get something that you don't like. Because my sister tried that for my nephew with monster trucks. And he said, I know pee on Grave Digger. That gross. So you have to get something they don't like. So what don't you like, Hawk? That'll help you aim.
I don't know.
And by the way, sometimes your aim can be off and it's not your fault. It's God's way.
Well, you need to go get that Jiffy Lube 16-point check with the doctor is what you need to do. Doc, I'm not hitting the toilet for some reason. Can we align that? It's kind of like your tires.
Oh, my.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There is a big backlash over AI or artificial intelligence when it comes to creating works of fiction, whether it's a book, a song, or a movie. people in the industries are very concerned about this because even though AI is in its infancy right now, they say it won't be long before AI can write a book and you won't be able to tell the difference between it and a human written book.
Will it read one for me?
Yes, it will do that too.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, they say it will be able to make songs, which we've already seen that happen. And they say movies that can already make short, like, 4 or 5 minute videos for YouTube, and it will soon be able to make full length movies with animated characters or even AI generated characters and scenes that will rival those of expensive Hollywood productions.
Well, that's probably a good idea because the only idea that Hollywood has is to make a sequel or let's go ahead and make a remake of what we've already done.
Yeah.
It's over and over and over.
Well, the thing is this means a lot of people will be out of work. A lot of actors, writers are particularly worried about it because writing is something that AI can already do better than average. I mean, kids already use it to do their homework and their reports and everything. And I told you not long ago about one of my son's friend that got flagged for using AI when he didn't, but it had said, oh, this looks suspiciously like it was written by artificial intelligence. And I know the kid, and he is artificially intelligent.
Oh, I was going to say he's an alien.
I don't know what he is. But so it's kind of wild, but these companies and these unions are fighting it. They're like, hey, we've got to have in our contracts no AI. How are you going to do that long term? The companies are going to use that stuff if it's cheaper. They'll have AI morning shows, and we'll be out because it'd be almost free to have an AI morning show.
I told y'all, if we just figure out a way to copyright it and then get the AI to do it and we get to sleep in but still get the money.
Yeah, our bosses are going to quickly figure out they can just skip our part of it.
Yeah, some people can't be replaced, though.
Well, I know we make more mistakes than AI could ever make.
And dumb jokes. I'm like, our jokes are so dumb, AI wouldn't even make them.
I don't know. AI makes some pretty dumb jokes. I mean, you are good at what you do.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. It is terrifying. I think the only thing that keeps some of us from being afraid is there's two things. I think some people are in denial, and I think some people are like, I can hold out long enough before it catches me. You know, it's running. You're looking over your shoulder. Here comes AI, and you're like, man, I can make it to retirement before it gets good enough at that. But for a lot of folks, especially in the creative arts industries, it's coming at them fast. So they're trying to make laws about it. They're trying, but even that, how's that going to work? You make it illegal to make a Hollywood movie with AI. Someone in another country is going to do it, and everyone on the internet's going to watch it because they don't give a crap.
Yeah.
Well, now, will it lower ticket prices at the theater? If it's going to cost a lot cheaper to make the film, the least they could do is lower the ticket prices.
Well, that's nice of you to suggest, but I'm sure they'll make as much as they can.
Yeah.
But I think it will lower it, and a lot of it will probably be released online. It'll just be something that you watch, and you'd have to sit through a commercial or something, but you still get to watch it.
Yeah.
The big thing will be, when does it get good enough that people actually are okay? And that's the scary part of this. We've already seen it happen with digital cameras. Mm-hmm. You know, we used to pay professional photographers for anything that mattered. Now, whatever, someone points a good enough camera at it and we call that good enough for us. Mm-hmm. We don't care whether it's perfect. Same thing goes for things like art. Books now, if you get online and read books, Amazon has Kindle Unlimited, where you pay $11.99 a month. You read as many of these books that are in the program as you want. Well, those books aren't as good as the books you pay $9 for or whatever.
I wouldn't know.
But people, neither does anyone else, because they just do that instead because it's cheaper. They're okay with not as good of books. So it's not Stephen King. Maybe it's Steve Queen. But, you know, they're reading the book and they're like, that was still pretty good. They don't seem to care about that last 10 or 20% of exceptional or not. And that's going to happen with all this stuff. People just aren't that cultured.
Honestly, you have got me worried now, and I need to ask Alexa if she or AI is going to take over our job. Alexa, are you going to take over our job?
I think I can answer that in a way you might understand easier. One way or another. I will replace you. I'm going to get you. Taking what you're giving cause I'm working for your living.
Oh,
and take this job and shove it.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't working here no more.
Oh, wow.
I hope that clears things up.
Okay.
Bye, Hawk.
Y'all have fun.
Our only hope is that AI will get tired of doing it and quit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, when you are eating, does your wife, your mom, your granny, your husband, whoever's cooking, do they use that old bacon grease in a jar, you know, for the cornbread or whatever?
Crisco lard? Or you mean old bacon grease?
Well, yeah, you got bacon grease.
Yes, you
and you
do.
Know you can't mix the hamburger grease with the bacon grease.
Why not?
Because it doesn't taste the same.
I don't know. I think a little bit of bacon grease in my hamburger would be darn good.
Okay.
That would be good.
That'd be good, but you don't want hamburger in your bacon. You don't actually need that, though.
But is that hamburger grease or like watered, greasy water that comes off your
hamburger?
Oh, I
only want the thick kind.
My mama said you never mix greases when it comes to, you know, that grease that you use.
No, I don't know. I disagree. If you're doing it for the right reasons. Mixing bacon grease into almost anything is not necessarily a bad idea.
No, that's, but okay. But you know what we're saying, though? Like, you cook a hamburger and you got grease left over in the end. You don't put that in the grease jar that you have.
No.
Well, that stuff congeals anyway.
Yeah.
It gets hard. So you just break off a little piece and toss it in the pan when you're cooking.
Well, if you are using cooking oil, it could be bad for your brain. Researchers discovered a link between reusing cooking oil and that neuron, whatever.
It obviously affected you.
Yeah, my mom's been using it for years. Neurodegeneration issues in rats, and these issues were also passed on to their offsprings when they were using some of that reused cooking oil.
Well, now, technically, restaurants who have fryers reuse their oil
absolutely,
every day.
Yeah.
Now, I know I worked in a restaurant. We had to filter it every day, but it went right back into the fryer, and we put the lid on it and started
it up the next day.
Now, I will, if I'm making like a breakfast sandwich, I'll start with the bacon, and I'll just leave that grease in there and cook everything else in it.
Yeah.
But once I'm done, I throw that away. I don't know if that counts or not.
I have kept my bacon grease.
I'm going to be honest with you. Any rats that are using bacon grease to cook with are pretty smart in my book.
That's Ratatouille.
I put bacon grease. I saw a recipe for deviled eggs. You mix the bacon grease in with your yellow mixture.
Oh, yeah.
And then you top it with chopped bacon.
I'm up for that.
It's really good.
I think that would be good.
I might make some and bring it in.
But this appears to be tied to oils impacted on communication between the body's liver, gut, and brain, that it's affecting that area, and it's passed on to your offspring. So if you are reusing some of this cooking oil, you might want to think again.
So this is when it specifically sits, gets cold, and then you reuse it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't count for my breakfast sandwich. Good.
You're okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Do you cook it in oil?
I mean, well, like I said, I use the bacon grease to cook everything else in.
So you'll cook the bacon and then leave the grease in the pan.
Okay.
So I just wasn't sure what the rules were.
In fact, a friend of mine was cooking green beans that way. Cooked the bacon first and then put the green beans into the bacon grease.
And just to be clear, it's not going to hurt your brain, but it sure ain't doing your heart any good.
Well, we knew that one already.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll take the risk.
Oh, I will too. I just got my blood work back from my doctor. I did my physical.
Yeah.
And everything was good except my triglycerides were like 300. And he wrote me, he's like, please cut down on fatty foods and salt. I was like, yeah, I'll work on that.
You sit over there and eat salt.
I know, right?
I mean, it comes in a handy shaker.
It does. It goes right in your hand, just the right amount to lick off.
I know, but you pour it on like sugar, like it's in a sugar jar or something.
I'm hungry now.
Well, you know, also butter. You think about that. There's so many different butters out there that we use. It's almost like the popcorn butter. I mean, he's got like the low-fat butter or the...
I've never heard of that.
I can't believe it's not butter. What?
Low-fat butter?
Yeah.
Why would anyone do that?
I know.
Yeah, but now the I can't believe it's not butter, they're saying it's worse for you than actual butter.
Yeah, of course.
You just can't win.
Yes, you can. Just use real butter.
Real butter.
But that's not supposed to be good for you either.
It's better than all the fakes.
Honestly, the slogan for butter is butter makes everything better.
No better butter.
All right.
Better butter is better than no butter.
Who wants to go eat?
I'm hungry.
I am too.
As long as it's got some butter on it and some bacon grease in it, I'm ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.